Bulldog Live here on the Pulse at 1-866-823-1077. Nicholas Boisclair, he is a filmmaker, and tonight, Seeking the Current, showing at Red River Theaters in Concord. And I understand Christoph Courchain also joining us from Conservation Law Foundation. Isn't there a showing at 2 o'clock this afternoon as well?
There is, yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah, and I'll be there.
You'll be at that one too?
Yeah. I'm just meeting the people for a few minutes after each screening, but tonight it's going to be the real thing with the panel, and Christoph will be there with...
Will Abbott will also be there.
Yeah.
Good. Well, how did it go in Colebrook when you opened up there? Because there was a lot of people that came out for that, I believe.
I think we had a very enthusiastic public there. Everybody was buying a T-shirt, a DVD, or a bag of the film after. They wanted to show it to their family, their friends, to everybody around. So I think they really connected with the subject, the topic of the film.
That's good. And the film, again, you made this journey down the Romaine River. How many of you did this?
For the whole trip, we were four person. It was Alexis, the co-director, me, and two activists of Alliance Romaine. That's a group that is opposing Romaine River project. So we were four, and it took 46 days. But during the expedition, some more people arrived with float planes. So then we were seven for about 2 weeks more. And then there was a big group arriving from environmentalists from Rivers Foundation, the Society Against Pollution of Quebec, and Nature Quebec. And so they arrived, and they had two rafts. So they accompany us. And there was also another bunch of canoers. So for about a week, we were 30 person on the Romaine River.
Wow.
So that was quite special to be so many people on a so wild place.
What has been people's questions at the end of the movie so far? And what's been their reaction to what they've seen?
A lot of questions is, what can we do?
Mm-hmm.
So, well... People are sometimes 85% in the theater, or 40, and I tell them, well, I did a film. You have the power now. You are 85. You can do something. If all of these person were taking action, writing to the newspapers, writing to the politicians, it could have an impact.
Well, I know this gentleman over here, Christoph Courchain, he's been doing a lot of writing about the greenhouse gas emissions from these types of projects.
Yeah.
So this is good for people to not only follow what Christoph has written, but watch this movie too, so that they can see this and educate others. And that's the whole point of this, isn't it? Education?
Yeah, of course, because if we just think the alternative to coal is hydro, then we'll say, well, it's less bad than coal, so let's go. But if we know all the alternatives, we will say, well, let's do maybe some hydro. Or we already have a lot of hydro, so let's not do any more hydro. And let's do the biomass, biogas, geothermal, energy efficiency, of course. It's always the first priority.
Mm-hmm.
In Quebec, we have a bad building code, so we're heating strainers. You know, the air is coming, cold air is coming from everywhere. It's not well insulated. So we need to change the building code. I'm not very aware of the building code in New Hampshire, but, you know, there's always some improvements that can be done. And that usually they are all cost effective because of the price of energy as well.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Nicholas Boisclair. Thank you for coming in. Nice to meet you. I look forward to seeing you again tonight, 7 p.m., Red River Theater in Concord. Christoph, thank you.
Thank you very much, Brian.
All right. You take care and good luck. And I hope a lot of people show up, and hopefully some more will buy your DVDs and show them to their friends as well.
Thank you.
Okay.